This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Beef Expo begins today with the Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale starting at 11 a.m. Manager of the sale, Travis Mateer, says buyers can start viewing the bulls at 9 o'clock this morning.
Buyers will be able to view the bulls starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. The sale's here at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, and the sale started at 11 o'clock. We tie all the bulls right outside of the livestock center here in some brick barns, and so it'll be an indoor atmosphere where guys can take a look at the bulls and view them prior to the sale. And then we'll have a few announcements, and we'll start the sale promptly at 11 a.m.
Travis says the bulls have to pass several requirements in order to be eligible for the sale, and this year there are 46 bulls that qualified to be sold.
So we've cataloged 62 bulls, and out of those 62 bulls, we've got 46 to offer for sale. Always, this sale is known for the strict requirements that we put bulls through, so they have to pass a lot of tests before they meet our requirement and are eligible for the sale. And so we feel like that's a benefit to the buyers, really sorts out any problems or any thing that could be detrimental to that bull and his career as a herd sire. So we are strict. We do have lots of requirements. Some of those requirements would include Yoni's test on the dam. The bulls would be tested BVDPI free. They have to meet a certain scrotal circumference measurement, a certain weight per day of age requirement, and they have to fit into our frame window. So there's a lot of different hoops that these bulls have to pass. We also ask all the bulls that are January and older to pass a semen check. And so actually this year all of our bulls will be semen checked and ready to go. And so there are strict requirements for the sale, and that results in some of those catalog bulls not making it all the way through. But we feel like what that does is give us an elite set of bulls to offer guys on Thursday.
The IPT bull sale is viewed as a leader among sales in Illinois, and Travis expects the sale to have more predictable bulls than ever seen before.
I think commercial producers, along with the feedstock guys, do look at this sale as kind of a leader in the state of Illinois and in the Midwest as far as what requirements we do have and what kind of bulls that we do bring in front of guys to purchase. The other thing is we've added something new this year where all of our bulls are equipped with genomic enhanced DPDs. I think that's something that should be coming down the pike, and we've certainly implemented it. What that really does is increase the EPD accuracy of these bulls, and it's the easiest way to describe it is we're going to sell yearling bulls tomorrow that have information on them like they've already had a calf crop on the ground and sired. So it has a progeny equivalent of nearly 20 on most traits. And so that takes a lot of the risk out of it. Guys that are used to buying yearling bulls and then see maybe his numbers change a little bit, or hey, maybe he's a lighter birth weight bull than what you thought, or vice versa, we've taken some of those that risk out. We've taken some of that change out. And I think that we're going to sell a more predictable package in terms of bulls this year than we've ever sold.
Travis added that although the bulls are highly regulated, they are still affordable and serve as a good investment.
Well, even though we have all these requirements and the quality of the bulls are extremely good, they're still affordable. I think in today's environment and ag community, we have to be mindful of making good purchases in terms of value. And I really do feel like these bulls are some of the best valued bulls that will sell in the state of Illinois. And so I encourage producers to come out, evaluate them on their own, take a look at these bulls, take a look at the numbers, and make a good decision to invest in the future of your herd.
Travis Mateer, manager of the IPT bull sale, starting today at 11 a.m. The Trans-Pacific Partnership will tear down trade barriers and help level the playing field for U.S. agricultural exports to 11 nations across the Pacific Rim, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau released an economic analysis on Tuesday estimating the trade pact will boost annual net farm income in the U.S. by $4.4 billion. The report forecasts farm price increase for corn of 5 cents per bushel, a 12-cent per bushel increase for soybeans, 2-cent per bushel increase for wheat, and a 16-cent per hundredweight increase for rice. Cotton prices are not expected to change. However, cash receipts are projected to rise by $21 million. AFBF also predicts price increases for beef at $2.66 per hundredweight, a $2.45 increase for pork, and $1.45 increase for poultry. Dairy products would also increase, including milk, rising 21 cents per hundredweight. The agreement has been approved by negotiators from the 12 TPP nations. The U.S. International Trade Commission is preparing a formal analysis for the administration, which will formally ask Congress to ratify the deal. And the Bond County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting a nutrient loss reduction strategy workshop on Wednesday, March 2nd in Greenville. Bond County Soil and Water Coordinator Emily Hartman has more details about the meeting.
We're hosting a nutrient loss reduction strategy workshop. It will be held at the First Christian Church Family Life Center on Killarney Drive here in Greenville. We're excited about the meeting. We are inviting landowners in the general area, hoping that they will come out to learn a little bit more about nutrient loss and how it impacts their farm. We are having some outstanding speakers that will share information on how to reduce nutrient losses from your farm, to minimize the nitrogen and phosphorus losses from the farm, learn about different ways that you can improve soil health on the farm while still maximizing yields from your crop production. We have Gene Payne, the executive director of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, will be there to speak. Mr. Chris Reynolds with the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices. Chris is also a farmer from Montgomery County. He will be there to talk about cover crops and the benefits that cover crops can provide in both nutrient losses and soil health. Mr. Justin King is a soil conservationist from here in Bond County. And Justin will be talking about some USDA programs that farmers can sign up for that can help benefit them in implementing some new practices that can help save soil losses and nutrient losses on the farm. And then our own Roger Marcoot will be ending the program talking about the services that we provide here in Bond County, from equipment rental to soil sampling services, and how that all ties in with nutrient losses. So we're excited about the program. We'll start at 9:30 in the morning. The last program should conclude around noon, and then we will provide lunch. But we do ask that you RSVP so we have a good lunch count. You can reach us here at the Bond County Soil and Water offices at 618-664-3590. And that's extension 3. And if you want to call and reserve your spot, we'll be happy to provide lunch for you. We have several vendors that will be there. Some of our sponsors will be providing door prizes. They will be speaking as well during our lunch hour about the services that they provide. And we'll be there to answer questions as well.
Will there also be any continuing education credits available?
Yes, actually we are going to offer continuing education credits, and encourage anyone that would like to please come and get signed up for those, and we'll take care of filing those.
And remind us again when the registration deadline is for the program.
The registration deadline is this Friday, February 26th, and the meeting again will be held on March 2nd at 9:30 at the First Christian Church Family Life Center in Greenville, Illinois.
Bond County Soil and Water Coordinator Emily Hartman. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.